This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:05 and you're with Ayman and Chuck on the evening edition. So we're going to start things off, as always, with Popik Popik. And today we are talking about a new digital service tax that's going to be taking effect in 2 days.
Yep, so enjoy it while it lasts. This 6% tax is meant to ensure that foreign companies providing digital services in Malaysia get their taxes captured properly. But some of these companies have already mentioned that they will be passing on these expenses onto the consumers.
Yeah, so a few of the companies that have announced are like, it looks like they are going to pass it on to the customers. So, you know, some of your favorite apps and games will be getting a little bit more expensive later this week. This is apps like Netflix, Google, and PlayStation Store, and Steam have already announced pricing adjustments. And right now, we are still waiting to hear from other companies like Spotify and Airbnb. So, it does sound like this will maybe change the way we consume things online, right? Because we're so used to using these kind of services. Me personally, I use Netflix a lot, and I think the increase in price, even though it's marginal, it will still, you know, affect my budget, basically.
Well, I mean, you think about it, like, I think I'm on a Netflix family plan, so I guess that 6% gets divided between like 3 or 4 people. It's not as painful as it would otherwise have been. I think that Malaysians in general have moved to this paying for content type usage model for the last maybe 3-4 years. So this digital tax is like, I don't know, it's like, oh, is it too soon? You know?
But I do get the rationale behind it, right? Because essentially before this, because the digital service tax is targeted towards the foreign providers of these digital services. This is like Netflix and Google and all that. So basically before this, Malaysian money has been leaking outside of the country, going into the coffers of foreign countries. And us as a country aren't benefiting from it in terms of the money-wise. So this does allow the government to, you know, tax the companies, earn some revenue from our own expenditure into these services.
Yeah, so getting to this just a little bit more, a lot of these companies, like, you know, your Facebooks and your Googles and whatever not, sometimes they actually route a lot of their payments through a tax-free zone. You know, I think some of them run through Ireland, Cayman Islands or whatever, you know. And because of that, they're not captured properly, which is why this digital tax, as Ayman mentioned, has actually been implemented. The unfortunate part of it is that because they've not been experiencing these taxes all this time, now that they are, some of them are opting to pass it on to consumers, whereas some people just absorb it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, as a business, it makes sense to, I don't know, you can look at it a different way. As a business, you can either pass it on to the customers, which means less expenditure on your side, right? Because you're not absorbing as much as you would. And I mean, it does make sense that some businesses would opt to, you know, pass on the cost to the customers because otherwise they have to absorb it and use it from their own pockets.
I think, so we're not the only people with this digital tax. There are digital taxes in most other countries nowadays to address this exact issue. But I feel like once it's announced, right, then everyone just waits for everyone else. So it's like Netflix waits for Spotify, waits for Steam, waits for PlayStation. So it's like, who's going to announce whether or not they'll be absorbing it first or not, you know? And then one person absorbs it. So if one person says, okay, we're going to charge the 6% to consumers, then the others feel like, oh yeah, I know, it's safe to charge consumers 6% because safety in numbers.
Yeah, so there is that sort of question about implementation, right? So it is because it's been announced that they're using a soft approach to it. They're inviting these foreign companies to register with the tax department before 31st December or something like that. And so far, there's been 126, if I'm not mistaken, who have registered their name and getting a tax number. But so how they're doing it is that they have to find out how many Malaysians are using their service. And from there, if it exceeds the 500K threshold, then they will have to pay this 6% tax.
500k ringgit, right?
Ringgit, that's right. 500k ringgit. So again, it depends on how they identify these Malaysians who use their services and how transparent they are in sharing this kind of data with the government. So there are issues in terms of implementation of it and enforcement.
You're right. Actually, when you think about it, the number itself is not massive for most people. So if you think about, let's say, Spotify Premium, right? You pay about, what, 14 or 15 ringgit. So 6% of that is about, what, $1, ₱1 maybe. Yeah, so you're talking about ₱12 a year, which is, you know, probably one movie ticket. So it's not affecting, like, maybe for one app. But if you add all of them up, you know, you got your Netflix, you got your YouTube Premium, you got Spotify. I don't know how many things you guys subscribe to.
It accumulates, basically.
Yeah. It definitely does.
So, as always with Pulpit, we wanted to hear from the public about their thoughts on this, the digital service tax. And this was how they felt about the 6% that are being taxed on them.
Honestly, I don't have much of an opinion either way. I think that, you know, when it comes to taxes, I generally assume that they're for the best. I don't really think too hard about where that tax money is going, but I hope it's going to something useful.
I guess I'm a little averse to it. I'm not really sure how it works politically, but considering how out of the blue it is, it's a bit jarring.
It's going to affect me because I do use a few streaming services, but I think it's not going to affect my subscription to them because the subscription is almost, it's not something I think about. You know, it's added on every single month to my phone bill. So, you know, an additional 6% isn't too big of a dent in my expenses.
For me, I think it really depends on how that tax is put to use. So if the 6% tax on these, you know, digital services goes towards perhaps improving digital infrastructure in Malaysia, I think that would make a lot of sense.
It's on foreign digital services only, so that seems kind of like the playing field won't be level, will it? I mean, it's a big conversation, but I don't think it will affect me personally.
All right. So as we said just now, you know, with that additional 6%, then some people have to give up something, potentially. So we asked them which digital services would they be giving up because of the tax. So here's what they said.
Probably not at all, just because, I don't know, I kind of rely on a lot of these digital services at this point.
No, not really. These are like habitual usage of apps that we use every day. And I don't think a 6% tax would change the usual habits that I have.
I don't think so because these services are so essential, like especially Google, definitely essential. And I think Netflix is definitely important to my life as well. So I don't think I'll be giving them up.
Nah, Netflix, 45 times 6%, that's like $48, so whatever.
Nah. I love my Netflix. I love my Spotify without ads. Woo! I think it's worth it.
Yeah, so from the announcement by Netflix, the changes in their prices, right, for example, it's between like ₱3 to ₱5, depending on which package you use. So for some people, it might be marginal per month, but I think over a year, it would amount to about ₱30 to ₱60. So it really depends like how tight your budget is and you know, whether you consider that money to be well spent in other areas. So, of course, that was from a small pool of people that we spoke to, but we want to hear from you, and we are really curious. If you had to pick one service to drop, which one would it be and why? Let us know. Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have on the line Alan Chung, who is the Senior Executive Director of Indirect Tax and Transfer Pricing at Grant Thornton. Good evening, Alan. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good evening.
So, to what extent do you think this digital tax will affect consumer habits around digital products here?
I don't think it will affect the consumption habits of anybody. The reason because is that the effect will be relatively minor. If anybody feels that the 6% is going to affect their consumption or their expenditure in there, those people may not be able to afford it in the first place. If you look into this, people who use digital services are predominantly those that are in the middle income and higher. And for those people, that 6% wouldn't matter. I mean, for instance, Netflix, the lowest package that you have is ₱17. That translates to ₱1+ additional consumption per month. For that ₱1, you won't even be able to buy a curry puff outside. So who's going to go and fret about it?
Depends on which area you live in, like, actually, for the curry puff.
Well, I will guess so. I mean, honestly, I'm not a Netflix user myself, so it doesn't bother me. But I think that is a lot of it is actually very dependent on the individuals itself. And if you look into it, a lot of these services are very content-driven or service-driven in there. And some of the assumptions here and what's been bandied around is the fact that it's supposed to level the playing field in there. Personally, I don't think so, and I don't think there will be a shift to a local produce, local service providers. One of which, if you use the common one, is Netflix in there. How many local streaming services are there? And if there's a local streaming service, they may not have the same programs that you actually want on Netflix. And this is the very reason why you go on Netflix in the first place.
Mm.
Spotify, for instance. I can't think of a local content provider that will stream music to you as much as Spotify will. And if you go into service-driven and like Netflix, Play Store, PlayStation and all that, what's the equivalent for local in there? So people might say that it's actually to level the local playing field in there, but the very fact here is that in Malaysia, very few service providers are able to go and fill in the gap with the 6% coming in on digital services.
So right now, there's still the question of whether most of these foreign providers will absorb the tax or whether they will pass it on to customers. How do these options affect the digital service providers and consumers?
I don't think the digital service providers will absorb it. It will pass it on. Because one of the things about taxes is that it can change. And with taxes, you can only see it increasing rather than decreasing. So any service provider in there will pass it on to the consumers. They will not bear the risk of having the tax increase gradually over the years, and that will erode into the profit margin. So I would see foreign service providers passing on to the consumers, and it will be consumers that gets hit. Well, indirect taxation has always been held as a consumption tax. You consume it, you pay an additional tax in there. So that's where the model comes along.
Right, but I mean, the consumers will definitely be affected, but how do you think the corporates will be affected? Like, will they see like maybe a lower take up, or how will they be affected?
As far as the corporates is concerned, we have been looking into this area, and I think one of the areas that is very, very uncertain at the moment is actually when it comes to corporates, when they have got interco charges. Very often, you have a foreign MNCs will have a foreign holding company that will charge for costs down to the subsidiaries in Malaysia, for instance. Now, at the present moment, all this will be imported taxable service, which means that local will have to reverse charge themselves and charge themselves service tax. When it comes to the implementation of digital services, and if some of these are fitting as digital services in there, our interpretation is that the foreign holding company will have to register for digital services and charge its subsidiary. This is one area that a lot of people may not have actually considered in there, because for interco charges, we have something that is called group relief, so that it doesn't get charged the imported taxable services. At the present time, based on interpretation, we have actually looked into the fact that digital service will apply and there is no group relief available for digital services. And this is one area that we haven't gotten any clarity from the authorities, not particularly the Royal Malaysian Customs Department is concerned.
Right. So actually, yeah, I had a lead-on question to that, which is that I mentioned earlier that the threshold for this digital tax is 500,000 ringgit. So is that based on... Because a lot of these accounts, like you said, are not going through Malaysia right now. So how do they actually calculate that 500,000? Is it an estimate? Is it an honor system? Or what is it?
It's an honor system. You can't actually audit this. There's no way that you can actually verify whether a foreign service provider is charging more than 500,000. They have to tell it to you, and you have to go and take their word for it. You can't go and audit them. It's very difficult. And in a sense that what is reliant on is actually a reputational risk. If, for instance, if you have got somebody like Google in there, you don't want them to be known to be not compliant for tax services in Malaysia. That will be a very severe impact on their reputation, and all these service providers cannot bear the risk of having this kind of a reputational risk going downwards. If you recall, a few years ago, we have got in 2012 or 2011, we have this issue about double non-taxation, whereby a lot of companies are using tax shelters in low tax jurisdiction, whereby they have got a very effective, low effective tax rate, and that has got a very big backlash to a large number of MNCs in there. And with that as well, they are hoping that the implementation of digital service using the honor system in there, these MNCs will not bear the risk of damaging their reputation.
And there have also been concerns, for example, in the area of online shopping. Sellers on platforms like Etsy might turn away from countries with strict or high taxes, depending on the policy of platforms regarding digital taxes. What do you think about this?
As far as Malaysia is concerned, they will not have any impact because what the foreign service providers may have an impact on is that there are less sellers coming on board, less Malaysian sellers coming on board. And with that, they can pass it on very easily because the tax rate that we have in Malaysia for digital service is 6%. Unlike some countries, it is 10% or even more in that. So the rate is relatively minor. It doesn't impact these online platforms that much. And in any case, they will likely be able to pass it on to the sellers in there.
Right. So what about the companies that haven't announced any pricing changes? So are they already being charged the 6% right now and then they just choose to pass it on to consumers when they announce something? Or are they haven't registered? Or what is the clarification there?
Well, it's come in a mix of it. We have got some that has been registered. As it's been announced, there's more than 100 that has been registered. But who they are exactly, we do not know at this point in time. And gauging from the number of service providers, foreign service providers who have announced, you have Google, you have Facebook who have announced that they are charging in there. That doesn't reflect the number of more than 100 that is registered. So my belief is that a lot of them has been registered, but they have actually not announce it, and come the first invoice we receive next month, we will get hit with the 6%.
Right, so they're registered already, but as long as they don't submit anything to the government, it means they won't be charged the 6% yet? How do you understand that?
They have to go and charge. They have to charge, and it is only after the first taxable period, the technical term is taxable period in there, then they will have to file the first return based on whatever they have charged and collected in the first taxable period. So they will have to charge, and they will have to start collecting, then only they file the returns.
And finally, is there anything that consumers should take note of when the tax kicks in on Wednesday?
Yes, I think there is a lot of areas that will fit the definition of digital services that a lot of people are currently not aware of. One of which we are actually working on at the moment is actually on online education. We are working, trying to assist a foreign university to present this to the Ministry of Finance in there, because education is an essential service, but because of the way that the online education is delivered, online degrees are delivered, it actually fits within the definition of digital service. So you will see the potential of online education being more expensive, and this is actually not a good thing. We are working with the university to present this to the Ministry of Finance to see whether we can get an exemption off. But in the last 2 months, we have not been able to get any answers, whether it's positive or negative. But it's just that it seems to be a little bit more negative since that we are only 2 days away from the implementation.
Alan, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
No worries.
That was Alan Chung, Senior Executive Director of Indirect Tax and Transfer Pricing at Grant Thornton. If you have any thoughts about the digital tax and whether it will change the way you use these digital services, you can call us at 7733 2900, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we have the 5:30 news, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.